Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to all the NFL bets, all the college football bets, and Purdue, Texas Tech in a moment. But to, just like in the, hey, like, what do you got going on this weekend theme? So I'm going to bed tonight. Yeah, I'm tired. And yeah, I have a kid. Tomorrow, my wife and I are going to a cooking class in the morning. How about that? We're making homemade pasta from 10:30 to 1:30. And then I'm going home to take care of my daughter, watch college football for a few hours, and then do some work for my Sunday shows. And then I go to bed. And then I'm back here on Sunday morning. So put your little hand in mine. Ain't no better mountain you can't climb. Oh, yeah. I love it. But yeah, so, you know, hang out with my wife, hang out with my kid. Hashtag, this is 42. Is Addie with us? See, she just entered our chat. Addie, are you here? Going once? Would you like to speak on the air?
Hi, sorry. I had
instead of typing yes.
Well, hi, how are you? I just didn't want to just join. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I would love to know what you have planned for this weekend.
So tomorrow morning, I'm running a 5K because I do that every Saturday now.
Is that true? Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I hate running, so I force myself to do it every Saturday.
How long is a 5K? Like 2.5 miles?
3.1.
Okay. Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah, so I do that, and then I have Inside the Betting Lines because I produce Wagertainment, you know, every single day, and then I got to work a Caps game. So really living the dream.
That is good. Well, Addie, how old are you? 23?
24.
You're doing exactly what you need to be doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Addie.
Would you like to be on the text chain that Tyler Morales will have tonight as he's updating everybody about his night out in Nashville? Would you like to not be on that?
A bunch of 30-year-olds out in Nashville. I think I'm okay, actually.
Honestly, I think it's for the best. I co-sign that. Okay. And with that, Mike Brown, would you like to... Mike, what do you have going on?
Well, real ones know that I recently became a host, so this weekend is, you know, good old-fashioned renovation work around the house. So, yay me.
I have to be honest, Mike, and like... What I'm about to say is true about me. You do not strike me as like the home renovation type.
Hey, I was on tech crew in high school for 3 years. You know, it's right now it's the boring stuff. So, you know, pulling up carpets, seeing what the hardwood floors are like.
You were on that. Yeah. You could put like a projection screen together. You're going to like put like grout in and stuff.
No, like tech crew for the school plays. I built sets, hung lights.
Oh, okay.
Painting, spackling. All that fun stuff.
All right. Mike Brown has more life skills than me. You'll learn something new every day. Thank you very much to the crew for what you've got going on this weekend. I enjoyed that very much. And I'm looking forward to all of Tyler's texts tonight from Nashville. Okay, I guess we have to talk about sports again. Okay, college basketball tonight. Purdue and Texas Tech. Baja Mar championship game. This game's going to be sick. I think Purdue is the best team in the nation. I talked about it last week after their win against Alabama. And I'm not shaken by last night's game when Purdue played against Memphis and was trailing with less than 6 minutes to play, ended up winning by nine. Fletcher Lawyer ended up coming up big for Purdue. Braden Smith did not have a good game for the Boilermaker shot, 2 of 14. Texas Tech last night, the 15th-ranked team in the nation, barely squeaked by Wake Forest, 84-83. And Tech has been drawing interest in the betting market today. And I see on the screen right now that Mike Brown posted with all the games that the 3.5 is juiced towards Texas Tech right now. So maybe this will come down to 3. Here's how I'm going to play this game tonight. I think you're going to get a way better Braden Smith game. I think Purdue is the best team. And I don't know if Purdue's going to win by margin tonight. I think Texas Tech is really good and very well coached. So what I am going to do is take the Boston Celtics money line tonight at home against the Brooklyn Nets, where I think the Nets, as I've talked about many times, are absolutely brutal. And I would like to parlay the Boston Celtics with Purdue on the money line. And right now, that will get you at about minus 125. So Purdue Celtics two-team money line parlay for me tonight. That's how I'm choosing to play college basketball. And unfortunately, unlike last weekend, when we had like a sick game on Friday, sick game Saturday, sick game Sunday, we do have a couple ranked games the next few days in college hoops, but Feast Week starts next week, and we'll be doing a lot of it on the show on Monday. And so we'll be working Monday through Wednesday, off Thursday and Friday. We'll do a lot of college basketball. There are awesome ranked games coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, ranked v. ranked. We'll talk about those games then. It does make the weekend this weekend a little worse in terms of the college basketball. Okay, let's get to some college football here. Jay, can we get the music, please? Just real quick. Jake, when you smoked that Marlboro Red, like, did you cough afterwards? Because, like, I feel like I have iron lungs, and I would cough after a Marlboro Red.
Hell no. Went inside and had a Jameson shot right after.
Yeah, that's, like, real man stuff. I fall short of that. Pun intended. Let's talk about some college football for this weekend. Not the best slate in terms of games, but potential for some upsets and potential for some chaos coming up on Tuesday in the next set of college football playoff rankings. Remember, we are not far off from Selection Sunday, which is December 7th, when we will find out the official bracket in the college football playoff. And as an aside, whenever I say December 7th, I think of FDR's speech after Pearl Harbor, because I had to do it for speech and debate class, or oratory, whatever. I used to know the whole thing. It was yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. The Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? I don't know. Anyway, college football for this weekend. I talked about it on Monday. I think Oklahoma, the win against Alabama last week, was fraudulent. And John Mateer is like the box of chocolates in Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is he going to play well? Is he going to play poorly? I have no idea. Here's what I do know. I think Oklahoma is vastly overvalued because of the fraudulent win against Alabama. Now, at 6.5, I don't like that nearly as much as 7.5, which is the number we talked about literally all week here on the show. All week, 7.5. I think Mizzou is live in the game, even if Prabula is not going to start. And Colin Wilson on earlier said he thinks it'll be Zollers. You could give me 50 chances to guess his first name. Matt Zollers? I don't know. Mizzou +7.5, and I have backed it up with a bet on Mizzou to win the game. Mizzou money line, Mizzou +7.5 against Oklahoma. Colin Wilson talked about Miami against Pitt next week, and that Miami like never goes and wins games like this. Kind of a similar spot for Miami tomorrow on the road at Virginia Tech. And obviously, like, Hokie Nation fired up right now because James Franklin's going to be the team's next head coach. Miami needs... This is like a BCS game for Miami. Like, they don't... Like, they can't just win. Like, if they win this game, like 17-14, it's not going to be great for their playoff chances. They need to win, like, 50-3. And they know that. Even as, like... Mario Cristobal sometimes, like, you look at him, and he's got that glazed-over expression, and he probably has, like, a box of rocks in his head where his brain should be. You think that he has to know, right? He has to know that they have to win this game by a million. I think they're up to the task. Small bet for me on Miami, laying it 18.5, the number at BetMGM, at Vatek. If the number's 10.5, and it is right now for USC at Oregon, give me the Trojans. I think Oregon's overrated. I think Oregon's on upset alert both tomorrow and next week against Washington. And I think Lincoln Riley and Jaden Maiava and Makai pulled up in a lemon. Wait a minute. I think they're going to get this going here, big time. Against yes, Oregon's pass defense is good. This is not like Northwestern they're playing or like Iowa that they're playing here. This is USC. With NFL wide receivers. Give me USC plus the points. And I may bet Makai Lemon over 99.5 receiving yards. If I do, it'll be small. The look ahead spot to end all look ahead spots. And worth noting, Colin Wilson brought up Rutgers being a look ahead spot for Ohio State next week to Michigan. I could see that. But Michigan's the team that really, like, it's a big look ahead spot for them because they've got to win. Like, Ohio State can lose and still make it. I'm going to take the points with Maryland tomorrow. Fear the turtle. I like turtles. Maryland +14 against Michigan. And I will ride with Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvath. Last week, Horvy, as the kids call him. I think Addie calls him Horvy. She's 24. Horvy texted me last Saturday and said, I have an ad to the card. I think Arizona is going to beat Cincinnati. And I said... Honey, I have to place this bet. Can you please ask me this question again in 30 seconds? And then I said, good enough for me. And I bet Arizona, and they won outright. Mr. Saturday, earlier in the show, gave us Cincinnati plus the points against BYU. I want to wait to see if we get a 3 with the Bearcats, and I will ride with Ryan Horvath on Cincy against BYU. And my prediction... And it's a little out there. Just what I think could happen in the college football playoff rankings this week. I don't think it's outside the realm that Oregon loses and Oklahoma loses. And if BYU loses also, Utah, Miami, and others really stand to benefit. I think this could be, I know there aren't great games. I think this could be like a really noteworthy Saturday in college football. Those are the college football bets. And now we get to close the show with the National Football League. Jake, please lay down the music. just got an email. I got a couple news emails, like breaking news emails and just like the world of life. Donald Trump heaps praise on Zohran Mamdani and New York's future. After months of warning voters against Zohran Mamdani, President Trump said he found common ground with the mayor-elect in an Oval Office meeting. When's the meteor coming? We begin our Week 12 NFL Sunday betting sojourn at Lambeau Field as the Packers host J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Jonathan Greenard, Ryan Kelly, questionable. Josh Jacobs, we don't know if he's going to play for Green Bay. I think I'm going to bet the Vikings and back it up with a money line wager, where I think J.J. McCarthy is percolating. I think the cement might be ready to dry. I think that cork might be ready to pop. Oh, yeah. The neurological pathways are being rewired, and the Green Bay Packers are, as the kids say, mid. Never the Packers for me. Vikings are nothing. I might just bet Vikings plus points and money line. I'll talk about it on Sunday morning. Steelers and the Bears at Soldier Field. The Bears are down all their linebackers. Literally, all of them are out. Aaron Rodgers is questionable. Cam Hayward questionable. Alex Highsmith doubtful. I would like to bet the Chicago Bears in this game. That is my betting interest in this game is Chicago. But I'd like to see what the injuries have in store coming up on Sunday morning. I would like to bet the Bears, and I will almost certainly bet Luther Burden over receiving yards. He finally overtook Olamide Zaccheaus as the Bears' primary slot receiver last week. Burden over receiving yards. I would like to bet the Bears. I may not. We will see. I'll talk about it on Sunday, but it looks like Bears are nothing for me against Pittsburgh. Patriots and the Bengals in Cincinnati, New England, a touchdown favorite on the road. Total 51.5. Joe Burrow's official designation is questionable. I don't think he's playing. Based on the fact that this number has gone up to 7, we'll know for sure coming up tomorrow. Trey Hendrickson is out. Samaje Perine's doubtful. That's good for Chase Brown fantasy owners. Ramondre Stevenson is questionable. If he plays, obviously he eats into Travion Henderson's workload. I don't really like anything in this game. I wanted to, and Femi and I talked about it with Rob Pozzola yesterday. We wanted to bet the Patriots once Joe Burrow was announced as in and the number crashed down to 3.5 or 4. We're not going to get that opportunity. And Ja'Marr Chase is not playing in the game. Tyler did not write that. Chase is suspended. Good job, Tyler. No bet for me on this game, very likely, with the Patriots and the Bengals. And Giants and the Lions, I can be quick on this one. Jackson Dart is out with the concussion. Jameis Winston will start. Paulson Adebo out. Kayvon Thibodeau out. Terry and Arnold Kirby Joseph out for the Detroit Lions. Here's what's happening. The Lions are going to win by a million, and the game's going over the total. The Lions are going to run all over the Giants, and it's going to set up the play-action passing game. And even with Sam Laporta out, here's Jameson Williams. I'm going to bet Isaac Tesla anytime touchdown in this game. Maybe over receiving yards also. Again, no Laporta. How are they going to replace him? Is it the next big thing? Brock, right? A tight end? I think not. Let's own the libs with Tesla and pour yourself a shot of JMO, like Jake Hassan, and light up a Marlboro Red. Lions win big. My favorite bet in the game, over 50. We get the patron saint of overs, Jameis Winston at quarterback for my New York football Giants. On the other side, Brad Evans joins his favorite bets for Week 12 NFL Sunday and the rest of my thoughts on the card, including the Chiefs and the Colts at Arrowhead and the Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.